This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTUV, WXYZ people, and anybody else I may have missed to the Sons of Liberty radio show here on GCN. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us this afternoon. I'm going to be filling in for Bradley. I know that you guys in the chat and everything were saying hey to Bradley. He's not here. He was trying to go to one of the things downtown and had a little bang up there. So I'm filling in for him today. If you'd like to check us out online, please do so. sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you'll be able to see the video portion of the show. That's right. You can see the face that's made for radio right there on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Just scroll down right on the right there, and you can blow that video up if you'd like to do that. Good to see everyone in the chat. Evans and Clark and Joni and Danica and Don and Jennifer that I see have at least chimed in. I'm sure there's some others as well. We appreciate your support and all those who've tuned in. You can also watch the live video feed on my Twitter account, FPPTim. FPPTim on Twitter. Our Facebook is Bradley Dean SOL. Bradley Dean SOL on Facebook. Our YouTube channel is B. Dean Sons of Liberty on YouTube. Also, we're on beforeitsnews.com, and pretty sure that I didn't move that over there, so I'm fixing to put us up there because, well, we were running through other things, and I thought I had done that. So, all right, we're on Before It's News now. Our friend Michael Roach, we appreciate your support there. Every weekday morning at 6 a.m. we're on, and then 3 p.m. in the afternoon, as you're aware of, with Bradley. And then finally, we're on DLive.tv at The Sons of Liberty. We're across Freely Gab, MeWe, Minds, and USA.life at Sons of Liberty and Sons of Liberty Media. Now, I had several things, and the format works a little different on GCN. And we use a different kind of connection so that things sound a lot better there on the radio. Now, part of the issue is I'm unable to play videos like I am on the morning show. And I had a thing set up because I thought it was very important to demonstrate to you what the Trump administration is doing with this tracking that they want to do of people with COVID-19 and coronavirus and all this nonsense. It's nonsense. I'm just going to come out and say it. Every one of these people is lying through their teeth about this stuff, about how you get it, about what makes it happen. They are lying. And this shouldn't surprise anybody. And here's the issue. You're really going to like this one. This hoax, and that's what it is a hoax, is all about money and control. You get that? It's not about public safety. It isn't about upholding the Constitution. It isn't about liberty. It isn't about making America great. It's about money and control. Were you listening at the top of the hour when they talk about they've run out of money? Why is that? Did the Monopoly guy quit printing some up there? What happened? I mean, what did we just do? 1.5 trillion, this is in the past month, 1.5 trillion into Wall Street. Wall Street. Okay? 2.2 trillion in the stimulus, of which some people are going to get $1,200 checks. Some people are going to get a little more. And then a whole bunch of big government buddies and entities are going to get a bunch of that money. And then they're looking for $2 trillion more for infrastructure. $2 trillion more. And what amazes me are the people who keep, you know, blasting Obama, you know, and rightly so. I'm not going to say you shouldn't do that. But come on, you're talking about one of the biggest transfers of wealth in history in one swoop. Put on your backs, the backs of your children and their children and their children's children. And still, when you point these things out, and you point out the doctors, I mean, Dr. Birx doesn't even have a license, from what I understand. She doesn't have a license. And she's on the, she's on YouTube saying that millennials can help stop COVID-19. They can help stop it. You know, don't get in large groups, like the one that I was in just a few hours ago talking with the president in front of the press corps. Don't get in groups like that. I mean, it's ridiculous. Then we have these tyrannical tin hat police officers out there. Whether they're in the UK, boy, they got some really bad ones. If you didn't see the guy yesterday, Sergeant Gary Brown down there in London, that guy needs to go like yesterday. He needs to go. They would go up to a journalist who just happened to be filming, looked like probably with his phone, a woman who was arrested for walking her dog. And he told the journalist to move back after several of his little minions were telling him the same thing. They were going to fine him. They were going to jail him. None of these people have gloves on. They don't have hazmat suits on. They don't have masks. They're all sitting in a van together. Different vans. They're just lined up, I guess. They're just wanting to arrest people. They're agents of the state, right? That's what they are. And they're all giving this guy a hard time because he's not even near anybody. They come up to him, and he's videoing this woman. And this guy actually had the audacity to tell the guy filming, "You're killing people." That's what he said. It's on the video. You can check it out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. "You're killing people." This cop is doing the same thing this guy is. He's just out in the open. Nobody's killing anybody. These cops are killing freedom. Let me change that. They're not killing freedom. Freedom is a state of mind. They're killing liberty. That's what they're doing. They're killing liberty, the ability to do the right things, good things. That's what they're doing. They're killing it. And behind it all is the one thing Jesus said. You're either going to serve God or you're going to serve what? Money. You're going to serve God or you're going to serve money. And the issue now is we're seeing exactly what is going on with this entire hoax. And it is a hoax. I'm going to show it to you after the break. Okay, we've already had some information on that we've put out to you guys. I'm going to share it with you. I'm going to show you the lies that they're telling you. And then I'm going to show you how the money's getting diverted. All right, hang with us. Other side of the break, we'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hang on.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. I kind of am chuckling at the face mask thing. I'm just chuckling at it because if you guys pay attention to the Sons of Liberty Media, we've had a nurse from the UK, by the way, just letting you know, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Eastern Time, I'll be hosting a health and wellness show with this particular lady. She's a UK nurse of 35 years in the NHS. She's been a nutritionist for 6 or 7 years, and she's going back more naturopathy medicine than what is termed the modern medicine. And there are reasons for that, some of which we're seeing put on us right now that makes everybody live in fear. And you want to wear a mask. I want to ask you something. In your neck of the woods, and by the way, you can call in. Let's stick to the topic of what we're talking about here. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Happy to take your call on the subject we're talking about, okay? But if you listen to Dr. Andrew Kaufman, okay, he's a graduate of MIT. He's not an idiot. He's not stupid. He's not well-read or any of that stuff. He's a very sound thinker. He's a doctor. He said the same thing that Nurse Kate said weeks before he did when I interviewed her in the morning. And that is that you cannot pass a virus to somebody else. Okay? So if you can't pass a virus to somebody else, why do you need a mask? And a level 1 mask at that. Okay? Just to make the point. Level 1 masks are designed for procedures with low amounts of blood, fluid, spray, and or aerosol exposure. Common clinical examples include patient exams, operatory cleaning, impressions, lab trimming, and orthodontic work. Just so you know. Just so you're aware. I told you this is about money and control. Okay? And even the N95s, according to Dr. Kaufman, will not stop, if it was possible, the size of viruses going through your mask. He said it would be like a 6-foot person going through a 60-foot door. Okay? Yes, Pointer is saying we fluoride. We need that too, yes. We need poison in our water and in our toothpaste to make our teeth strong. That's the lies they're telling us. They're selling them. America's buying them. Okay? But there are several things that I want to point out to you. One is that there. Here's some of the lies that are coming that push forward the what I'm saying about gaining money, and in the process they gain control because they put people in fear. Now look, when all of this first came out, I thought, boy, this is really strange. But we had some guys writing on it, okay? And they were just going by the numbers they were given that were off sites. And then they started getting called out as fake news by John Hopkins for, you know, Hopkins thing of 15 million people dead. Okay? And 15 million people dead is not something to just shrug your shoulders at. Don't get me wrong. But they just simply quoted the model they had and they called it a prediction. And John Hopkins said, well, we didn't predict that. Well, then what is your model doing there for that? They just didn't like being tagged as the one of the fearmongers, now they're the one everybody goes to, isn't it? You go to the Hopkins coronavirus, whatever that thing is, map, or what, I haven't even been in a while, map that they have where they're just tracking everybody, everywhere. Red everywhere. And it's a fear tactic. People are scared to go out of their house. People are going to their neighbors. I saw a photo today. Somebody went to their neighbor's house and wrote, no visitors, no family, no something else. We will notify the police. They're snitching on each other. What is going on here? What are we doing? These people are dividing us. This is not me against you. It's not Democrat against Republican. It's not white against black. It's us against tyrants. And when I say us, I mean people who are lawful. And when I say lawful, it doesn't mean you obey everything the government tells you. If you want to listen to this morning's show, which I highly recommend, with Gordon Runyon, go to our YouTube channel. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's posted there. Resistance to tyrants. Are we to submit to every lawless thing that's coming? No. So let me give you this. We've got somebody calling in. Wait to see who that is. Let me give you this. This is all the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Lies and data manipulation. New York City added 3,700... This is in one city with several million, who never tested positive to COVID-19 death toll. they never even tested positive. We're not even talking about those who test positive, and then they fall in that 80% of those who test positive who don't have it. You say, well, Tim, I have COVID-19. Are you sure? Everybody gets viruses. Everybody gets them. Why? It's a part of your body's natural function. They come and they clean out toxins in your body. They come out of the cells and they clean toxins in your body. They get rid of them. Okay? All right. We've got Steve on the line from Minnesota. And, I'm sorry, Steve. I hit the wrong button because I've got my everything shrunk. So, Steve, if you'll call back in, I'll take your call. It was my fault. I hit the wrong button there. So what happens in New York City? Well, let's take it over to the article we have up at sonsoflibertymedia.com. While we wait and see if Steve calls back in. That was my fault. New York City has added almost 4,000 people to the coronavirus death toll, even though those people never tested positive for the virus. And, of course, Mac over there says same thing that I'm saying. We're being lied to. We're allowing them to control us because of it. Okay, Steve is back. I'll get to this in just a moment. Let me bring this over here. And Steve, are you there? I apologize for that.
Oh, no problem. It happens. I was going to say, I don't necessarily disagree with you as far as the mask goes. I do alternative health myself, and I take gobs of vitamins and things because I believe in having a strong immune system. But I, under certain circumstances, like I'm an EMT, and, you know, hepatitis is a serious problem out there. So if people are using public restrooms and all the heterogeneous drug use and drug abuse out there, it still doesn't hurt to be cautious about what fluids you're coming in. So if you're around people that are very, very unhealthy, you know, I wear my mask so I don't, because there is infections you can get. But I do agree with you that the proper immune system's gonna keep you safe, not all this nonsense.
No, I agree, and mine wasn't to go against some of the things that we know you can share bacteria and things like that. Mine is not about that, and so I don't know if somebody's asking me in the chat if I'm a doctor or not. I'm not, but I have listened to the doctors. That's who I was quoting. I've listened to nurses who take a different stand, and they show you why it's that way. And Steve, I appreciate your call. Is that all you want to comment on?
Well, I agree. I do believe what they're saying. But the problem is, too, is with medicine, there's so many people that are wrong. Sometimes it doesn't hurt to be careful. Now, I think this whole shutdown thing was a mistake, and it's handled wrong. But, there's a lot of natural cures. I do the vitamin C thing myself. And so, I would, people should listen to multiple sources so they can be totally informed.
Yep, I totally agree. I totally agree. I appreciate your call, Steve. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay, man. See ya. All right. There goes Steve. And let me get right in on this because I only have about a minute and a half left. And I appreciate the call, Steve. Thank you very much. I do think, look, I'm just telling people what it is. Go and look for yourself. Have the people who can show you and demonstrate to you that you can pass this thing on. That's all I'm saying. Nobody can prove it. In fact, go do the lookup of what they did with the Spanish flu. They did like 300 tests, taking sick people, taking snot out of their nose, fluid out of their eyes, saliva out of their mouth and throat, putting it into the healthy people, and guess how many got sick? That many. Zero. None of them got sick. None of them. And then you go back in our history and you start seeing where we deal with radio waves around the planet, and you'll find they coincide with major flus that come out. Okay? Do your own homework. I'm just telling you to give you something to look at, and I want you to take a look at that. Let me get this right quick before we get into the break. The city decided to add these people to its death tolls who they presumed to have died. They presumed, according to a report from the New York Times. Well, we know what the New York Times is, but still, this is the report that's out. We're up against the break here. Joni, hang on. I'll get you on the other side of the break because I want to deal with this because this is tied right to a report we just put out where money is going in big bailouts while they're telling you to stay at home. SunsLibertyRadio.com, SunsLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Chief Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow has a message for Congress.
Let's go, Congress. What are you waiting for? Unemployment insurance claims, Brian, as I'm sure you saw, 22 million in the last four weeks? Come on.
Kudlow speaking there on Fox News, his frustration being voiced at the fact that the popular Paycheck Protection Program is out of money and Congress is bickering over how to fund it once again. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott believes the economy in Texas can start opening again in the near future. The governor announced that he's planning to loosen certain restrictions on medical procedures starting April 22nd. The retail sector of Texas will be allowed to start to-go services starting next Friday. The governor will announce more openings on April 27th, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. Visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com. michaelshealth.com.
Get a special discount when you input the code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg for your special discount.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And again, if you're looking for the velvety voice of Bradley Dean, he's not here today. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, filling in for him today. And I'm going to get to this call real quick, and then we'll get on to the thing about the money here. This is our friend Joni Johnson. And Joni, you're on. Welcome to Sons of Liberty.
Hi, Tim. Listen, you know, it is so frustrating because Dr. Kaufman, Andrew Kaufman, I know you've had him on, and he has spent a lot of time doing a video, a PowerPoint presentation. I included it today in the article that I sent you, and it breaks everything down about the virus and everything. All of this is nothing more than a money scheme. It's a money scheme to transfer wealth and get rid of the middle class, make them poor, and transfer it to the upper class, and to get us all vaccinated with a tracking device and a monitoring device. That's all this is, because viruses do not work like bacteria, because really they just don't. You can't catch them. It's not like bacteria, which that's different. So you have to understand the difference between virus and bacteria. It's a totally different mechanism, totally.
I agree. And you know what? I've just recently learned this stuff, too. Many people are probably like I am. You were like, well, you were told don't cough because you can give somebody something or this, that, and the other. And not that just it was rude or you sneeze on. I mean, there's just a thing. You know, we call it down south. It's called manners, right? You do that.
That's right.
But we were always told you can pass this stuff on. And then it was when I started, well, I had Rachel Seller on. And she talked about building up the immune system, that we naturally go through this, I don't know, this process every year where our body, kind of like when the pollen comes out and it starts to blow, well, that's just part of the creation. It does that, so it pollinates things, it's when we plant things and all this other. Well, our bodies do the same thing. They start looking to clean out you know, it's like spring cleaning every year, whatever.
That's
you
right.
have that kind of going on. And in the fall, you have that going on. And depending on how strong your immune system is, what we term the immune system, depends on what, how, you know, how sick you get during that time. And then we have loads of toxins. I mean, these are things that I've learned. I'm not a doctor. I don't have to be a doctor to learn something. I don't have to be a nurse to learn something. But I can go to those who've learned, right?
That's exactly right. And another thing people don't understand, what really helps build your immune system is vitamin C, vitamin D. And you get vitamin D from milk, cheese. You can get it from a multivitamin. You can go out in the sun, and sun converts cholesterol in your body to vitamin D. Best way to get vitamin D. And you can take elderberry extract. You can take garlic. Honey is a great thing for allergies. If you can get local honey, take a tablespoon of that every day. Best thing for allergies there is. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do, and doctors don't know everything. It's of medicine. Every time you go in there, they're practicing on you.
No, I agree, Joni. Did you have any other thing you wanted to add?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. I appreciate your call, Joni, and everything, your support, and all the things you do for SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well.
It's my pleasure. Have a great one.
All right. Okay, you too. All right, there goes Joni. Somebody said they came to hear good preaching. I'm not preaching today. I'm providing information. And the thing is I'm preaching out against lies, and the Bible says that we're to expose them, we're to expose the works of darkness. The Bible says that we're not to be after, or we're not to have the love of money, because the love of money is the root of all evil. And that's what's going on here. I'm going to show you that. We're running short on time. I appreciate the calls, and we opened the phone line, so I'm happy to hear from people who've called in. But let me just show you a couple of things of how this is working with the money, okay? Pay real close attention. This is also at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Dr. Scott Jensen was one of the first to speak out on this manipulation of things that we talked about with, like, New York City. And it's not just that. It's the whole system there of what they're doing. In addition to saying the government is encouraging hospitals to record all deaths as COVID-19, and Dr. Birx has told it to the American people's face, that's what they're doing. And why she continues to be there is beyond me. I don't call on Donald Trump to fire her. I call on him to end this whole charade. Because that's what it is. We don't need a daily coronavirus task force with a bunch of knuckleheads who are eventually pushing a mandatory vaccine on us. There is no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. That's what they're going for. Okay? So here's what the article says. It says, he says they're also paying hospitals to over-exaggerate the entire outbreak. Quote, right now Medicare is determining that if you have a COVID-19 admission to the hospital, you get $13,000. $13,000 for an admission to a hospital. And that's through Medicare. And that is a socialist system. I know you pay into it. Find out what socialism is before you say, well, I pay into it. If that COVID-19 patient goes on a ventilator, you get $39,000. Three times as much. Now, what is the incentive for the hospital? Get that person on a ventilator first. Say they're COVID-19. And then get them on a ventilator. Right? $39,000. He says, nobody can tell me after 35 years in the world of medicine that sometimes those kinds of things impact, or those kinds of things impact on what we do. I agree. I think everybody knows that's exactly what goes on. And somebody at the top says, hey, you know, we had to clear out these things and we're doing all this stuff, but we don't have any patients. You've seen the videos. Richie from Boston is one who's went all around the country. On YouTube. He's went all around the country to major hospitals. Can't find a ton of people in the hospital. And look at what they're doing. Look at what they're doing. They're using it to fleece the American people and to control them. I have never in my life... I'm 51. That's half a century. It's a little over half a century. I'm on the back nine... several years now, okay? I have never seen the American people roll over in the face of nothing the way I have with this plandemic, this scamdemic. That's what it is. It's scamming you out of your future and your children's future, and it's taking your liberty. This is why you're having these reopen Michigan, or reopen South Carolina, or reopen North Carolina things planned, because people are fed up with it. But I'm going to tell you something. You're going to have to go more than one time. You're going to have to do that. You're going to have to go many more times to deal with these people. I mean, this is what it's going to take. It was a great turnout in Michigan. Love to see you guys take your stand there. Make it once a week. Make it every other day. You got nowhere else to go, many of you. They're telling you to stay at home. This is time to disobey unlawful orders. Your governor, as well as your president, has zero constitutional authority to tell you to stay in home. Zero. And if you think they do, you're part of the problem. You're a part of the problem. And the command to you is to repent. It is not to uphold the orders of tyrants. It is to uphold the liberty that we're given in Christ. Again, do I need to read Psalm 91? I'll read it at the end of the show. But that's for those who hide themselves in the shadow of the Most High. It's not for anybody. It's for those who hide themselves in God. So here's the thing. We had I got two other things that I want to bring in here because it needs to be done. I was watching. There's a video out, and see, I would play this, but since we're on GCN, we haven't figured out how to put those things in to where I can take the videos and put them up for the viewing audience, and then everybody in the listening audience can hear it. We're probably going to have to work out something if we can even do that to do it, because if I fill in more, I'd like to do things like that to bring this to your attention. Ivanka Trump talking about, oh, we're going to get these money for small businesses, and she's smiling at you while she goes to, I mean, her religion is occultic. If you're listening on Tuesdays, the Sons of Liberty in the morning, her religion is occultic. It's not Judaism like you think Judaism is. It's occultic. Okay? And she's telling you, oh, we're doing this because we want to take care of small business. We're really fighting for it. It has a special place in my daddy's heart. Now, this is a liberal woman. You all know this. She seems to be a nice lady. I'm not saying that, not polite or anything like that. She is. But I'm simply telling you there's an ideology behind all of this that comes out through it. And her husband is in, his family has ties. I'm just going to show the viewing audience this. You can check it out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. The Kushner family has ties to for-profit healthcare, underscores conflicts of interest concerning coronavirus. I completely agree. It does. It absolutely does. And this guy is the guy leading up the little scheme. It's an unconstitutional scheme to start tracking you. All of you. All of you. To see if you got coronavirus. Because we got to know. And there's this little thing. I'd have to pull it up and maybe I can get to it. I'm going to try to bring it up right now just to give you the name of what it is. It's called contact tracing. Go to YouTube, pull it up. What is contact tracing? Well, this is where they track down, where somebody does it. And if you watch the film Contagion, and I would, the only reason I say even watch the film is they show people what they're going to do before they do it. In fact, that brings me to something else. This morning I got a video, and I put it up at sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can go there and view it yourself. Anybody remember the 2012 Olympic opening ceremony, that weird crap where they were in London, they had all the beds out there, they brought in all these weird characters, they were doing all this stuff? Go back and watch it again in light of COVID-19 and the way this person explains it, and you tell me they aren't using predictive programming. They most definitely are. Be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Richard from Elkhorn, Tennessee. And I stand for Bradley Dean in his fight for America. So I say, come on, all you silent Christians out there, let's stand up, let's back up, and let's speak up for Bradley Dean's message. And remember this, united we stand, and divided we fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Welcome back. Final segment here, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And, I got a comment on my personal Facebook page, which we're also publishing to, and that is a guy has said, I have a friend who lost his 45-year-old nephew a couple of days ago to CV-19. Now, we already know that Dr. Birx is saying, put on the thing, whatever it is, you know, if they test positive, whatever that's going to mean, because we have 80% of those that test positive or that test positive that are false positives. We know that. That's on record. It's not a kooky conspiracy theory. We know that. I just read to you what they're doing in New York City. They just stuck almost 4,000 people on the COVID-19 death tolls that they didn't even test. They didn't even try to make it look legitimate. Now look, my friend who wrote this thing here, he says, I don't think you will agree with your premise, and I don't either. No interest in your show with the base flawed, but then maybe it's not flawed if you're talking about China. Anyway, not enough info to interest me. Well, if you would hang on, I just gave you the information that you can hear from medical doctor Andrew Kaufman. By the way, I've just been informed, they're taking his videos down left and right. Why? Because he's telling you the truth. He's telling you the truth. They tried to shut down Nurse Kate over in the UK. Look, a Muslim group, Five Pillars, they wanted to have her on to explain the issue of what was going on there, the issue with 5G, her understanding of how that affects the human body and the immune system and all this other. They wanted to have her on to tell that. Do you know they wanted to stop them from doing that unless they were going to have a virologist on, and none of them would come on with her. Kate's bold as a lion. And she's not scared of that. And she speaks it. This is why they want to take... And I don't... Look, David Icke, on some things, I think he's out there, okay? But he was referencing all this same material in his interview with Real London, or London Real. And you know what happened? He was getting deplatformed. I was watching part of it, and it got taken off of Facebook while I was watching it. It was being taken off of YouTube. He had to go somewhere else and get it on his site. They want to shut this down because they don't want you to know the truth. Because if you knew the truth would set you free. That's what Jesus says, right? Instead, you're cowering in fear. You're wearing face masks. You don't want to get near your neighbor. You want to snitch on your neighbor if you see their family members come over for a visit. It's ridiculous. It is a control mechanism. And then it's a money issue. Now, I'm telling you what they're doing. Tens of thousands of dollars. This is coming out of Medicare. This is your money, America. This is your money. Okay? Here's the other thing that we had today. Largest bailouts in history loom. The largest bailouts in history looms. Crisis-ridden corporations reap record profits. Now, have you heard that anywhere? Well, no, Tim, we haven't heard that because you're fake news, and we know what you are. And I know what people do. I know what they do. But I'm saying, show me the money. Show me the difference in what's going on. Don't give me a talking head that parrots whatever they're told by the CIA. Okay? Don't do that. Look at what the real stuff is. So we got this article out. It says, despite leaving nearly every other sector of the economy in ruins, the COVID-19 pandemic has been a windfall for the for-profit health care industry, which is expecting to make dazzling profits off of the crisis. Of course they are. Look at those guys who are producing the stuff that Donald Trump told you to use, that most naturopaths will tell you, you know what, it might do that, but it's probably going to have side effects on your heart and lungs and other parts of your body. I mean, I can point to certain things like these right here, sodium chloride. Do you know they're using this on malaria missionaries with malaria, and it's clearing it up in just a few hours? And then they're combining it with chlorine dioxide, and you know what, it has zero side effects, zero. Then there's DMSO that you can take additionally with that. Do your homework. Am I a doctor? I don't have to be a doctor to do my homework. This is what I was telling you before. Quit being the sheeple that follow after whatever government tells you. Because 9 times out of 10, they're going to lie to you, and so is the media. They're hand in glove with one another. So here's the thing. You come back here, they're expecting dazzling profits. For example, United Healthcare, the country's largest insurer, controlling over 50,000 doctors. Listen to that. Controlling over 50,000 doctors. It is predicted to announce yearly profits of over $21 billion later today. That is according to former healthcare industry director turned industry whistleblower and reform advocate Wendell Potter, who yesterday accused the conglomerate of some highly unethical practices in order to cut corners. No, the healthcare system would never do that to us. They love us. Just like our government, just like our president. They love us so much. They love us a lot. Like, they're like the one-armed fisherman. I love you. Let me get this arm. I love you this much, right? They hold up one arm, so that's a really, really big fish, right? That's not the case. In fact, as we go through this, what we find is just as the pandemic was first hitting America, Potter says United Healthcare began strong-arming its doctors into accepting pay cuts of up to 60% in an effort to nickel and dime employees and ensure they were operating with the minimum number of staff possible. As a result, even patients at in-network hospitals risk receiving surprise bills after being treated by out-of-house medical professionals, seeing as United Healthcare does not directly employ enough staff. Okay? Now, I could go on. Other big corporations winning big from the coronavirus are Amazon and video conferencing software Zoom. Look, I have been told to use Zoom. Yeah, I used it, whatever. It was a little better than Skype. But here it is. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos has seen his fortune swell by over $24 billion. Now, how many of you can say that you've seen your fortune swell by $24? $24 billion. And Zoom founder Eric Yuan's fortune has more than doubled of late, up to $7.4 billion. Filming has been suspended, movie theaters closed, yet, and Disney stores and hotels are shuttered. Disneyland is gathering dust. The once teeming theme parks now eerily silent. The company has furloughed 43,000 staff, and yet Disney's stock price has gone from $85.76 per share in March to over $106 today. Shareholders have seen the value of their holdings increase by 20%. Now, how is that? I want to ask you, how is that? Because of a $250 billion bailout of the hotel and entertainment industry that will see the largest corporations like Disney, Plaid, and Cash, even as ordinary Americans will have to wait up to 5 months for that T-shirt. You know, I went this place and all I got was a lousy T-shirt. That T-shirt of a check of $1,200, which is socialism too. And people without a bank account, the poorest in the society, in many cases, will be the last to receive aid. Now, I can go on, and I can read several of these things. This is an article that you can read on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And do your homework. Don't just take the guy's word for it. Do your homework. Look and see what it's. Look and see if it's true. It is true. I've already looked up some of these. Because it's just unbelievable to me, except for there's the stimulus. And let me tell you something out there. There are people who've come in the chat and they've talked about, well, it's Democrats. Well, it's the Dems. Are you not paying attention? Is your head connected up there? I'm just curious. Are you completely blind? Are you under a strong delusion? Let me use that kind of terminology. Because while Congress passes unconstitutional legislation, it is the president's job to know what the Constitution says and to say, that's unconstitutional, I ain't signing it, and send it back to him. And if they want to go over his head, they can do that constitutionally, but they'll own it. Every bit of it. And what does President Trump do? Oh, I'm glad they got those to us. This is going to be a big help for the American people. It's the Ivanka Trump speech that you can see. And I'll have it up in the archive. I'm going to go ahead and put those things in the archive because since I'm mentioning, okay? I'm going to have that up where you can watch these little 40-minute things from Dr. Birch, Ivanka Trump, and there's another one on the contact tracking if you don't know where that is. Look for it later on this evening at sonsoflibertymedia.com when we archive the show there. But the point is this. He has an obligation. His job is not the economy. His job is to enforce the law. And because he's not enforcing the law, this is coming on the American people. Do you understand that? Because the law is not being enforced, Article 2, Section 3, this is coming on the people, and the people love it. They're loving it. Oh, Donald's going to save us. Well, some people don't think that way, do they? Sons of Liberty doesn't think that way. The people in Michigan doesn't think that way. The people organizing these reopen the states, they're not asking and begging their governors for it. They're demanding that they open it. All right, that's all the time I got for today. I got a lot here. I'll put it in the archive. You'll see it in the show. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. And catch us tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock on our YouTube channel, Facebook, and all that. See ya.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.